One is the number of dimensions that there are for real. Oh, sorry. Just singing my favorite song. That's also a valuable piece of information you should take to heart. Oh, and if you need further proof this show isn't coming from another world, see it recorded live this Tuesday, November 14th at the 6th and I Historic Synagogue in Washington, D.C. with special guest David Plotz from the Slate Political Gabfest and Storm DiCostanzo from Paul and Storm. Assuming you're not listening to this in the future. And if you are, can you believe the current administration was finally taken down by... Well, I don't want to ruin it. Get tickets to the DC show by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and clicking on live shows. Speaking of something else I want to talk about, this episode is a live recording from Brooklyn. How do we know it was live? Because something went wrong.
Technical difficulties!
Oh, technical difficulties, which your backstory is the most elusive of all. Luckily, this attack from the technical difficulties witch was minor. The first few minutes of the show didn't get recorded. Let's call that God opening a window. All you really missed was the usual blah blah blah, 2.5 years ago I fell through a borderline case of OCD, 3 minutes of cut and paste backstory. And for some reason, Arnie did a veritable one-man show of talking about how he loves the old listeners, but really loves the new listeners, in a way he confesses is not entirely healthy. I'm told it was funnier than it sounds, but we'll never know because it was never recorded. So let's scoot to the part of the show where someone finally resigned themselves to flipping the record switch and join our host mid-ramble.
You know, where you go into, like, the Smoldering Widow and someone's just like, guys, we're in the Smoldering Widow right now. And everyone in the Smoldering Widow goes, yes, we're in the Smoldering Widow. What I mean to say is, fuck the Smoldering Widow. We need to set up more of a Vermilion Minotaur versus Smoldering Widow kind of like a Danny's Old Time Tavern rivalry between taverns. We'll get to that eventually. Speaking of getting to things eventually, gosh, I feel like there are other people in this show. Hey, please give a big round of applause for my co-host, my good bud, Chunk the King of the Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Notice I didn't have to use the stairs.
That's true. You just sprung up here like the four-legged animal
you are. Up on the table, yep.
We don't talk enough about how spry and...
Svelte.
I would say you're very...
Let's each describe each other in 3 adjectives. Do we want to play that game?
Look, first
do
of all...
Do we want to play that game?
I don't. I feel like most of this podcast up until this point is that game. Like, I get more than my fair share of adjectives. More adverbs for me.
Okay.
That's fair. I'm not active enough for adverbs. I'll admit that.
I have to say, I was at the bar getting a drink before we started recording, and that's the longest you've ever vamped before we started. Like, wow.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Had a touch of red potion.
Oh, okay.
Had a
all right.
Touch
that explains
of
it.
Red
yeah,
potion.
That explains it.
And I got up here, I introduced the podcast, I started talking, and there was a little voice in the back of my head saying, "This is your show, Arnie. This is your show." But then I looked up across the bar and I saw my good buddy, Usador, the Wizard.
And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius
Glass Anus.
Oh, but think not for a moment, friends, that be all the names that I have. They are names so arcane and secret that were I e'er to utter them aloud, that all time would stop, but everyone's toenails and hair would keep growing. For one full century, we would be frozen in time, as toenails and hair did continue to grow, and when we did wake from this fateful slumber, we would be like, what the hell? So dare not ask me to speak these names, lest you wake covered in hair and nail.
Usador, does anyone ask you to say these names? You're always like, oh, dare not to speak these names. No one is speaking these names.
Because I've warned them. You've been duly warned. You know better than to ask me at this point. If you were to ask, I would say, go back and listen. I've told you many times. Ask me not to speak these names. And if you ask me to speak the name then, I can turn you into a frog. It's legal.
So, Usador, I was wondering if you would be willing to say one of your secret names.
Let's each share a secret name. Mine is, you may or may not know, after Arnie kind of wasn't on board with it, was Little Squish. Thank you. Yeah, a little squish in the house, a little squish in it.
We are deep into the name portion of the show.
Arnie Fat Shaggy?
Yes, that's true.
Was one that you called yourself, and then you were horrified that we picked up on it.
Let this podcast be a cautionary tale about the dangers of self-deprecation. Don't do it, because people will just pick it up and run with it.
Mm-hmm. And now Usador's turn.
Secret name to share with you here tonight.
Usador, before
yes.
you share it,
yes.
Don't even ask.
What? Now you can turn me into a frog.
Yep.
By the very law that I just recently stated, Arnold now has the legal right to turn me into a frog. Try it.
Okay. I mean, I can do a little bit of magic, I've realized. I can make Gailey Vlichten calmer.
Whoa.
It's so bright in here.
I was blinded by that light.
Yeah.
I was wrapped up like a douche. Deuce. Yeah. Sorry, I bit my tongue.
I suppose I could share one name. A name that isn't too dangerous. One that I am known by upon the oceans of Calafor. There they call me...
Calafor?
Calafor.
The oceans of Calafor?
Yes, out in the east. The oceans of Calafor.
Is there like a
Cala 3 and a Cala 2? Yeah.
I guess I was just wondering if there was a country near Calafor. Just a...
Yeah.
Calafor...
Yeah. Calafor? Okay. Yeah. The whales of the oceans of Calafor know me as. Usador.
I know we could just rattle off names for a good couple of hours.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I'd love to say my name, for I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Sonin and Uxanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. Shut up. And if you make me say my secret names, I turn you into a frog.
I have noticed the people in the tavern, their enthusiasm for some of the add-ons to your names have a sort of chronological bent. Hoobastank, the most. Fangielli, a little bit less. The most recent addition, Glass Anus, whatever people are caught up.
I have to admit, I don't care for this at all. They're my names, and you're making fun of them, and it hurts my feelings.
Arnie, apologize.
Yes, I've manipulated you into feeling sorry for me. Now, with my sympathetic magics, you are all under my control.
I was going to totally fall for that if it weren't for his monologuing.
Yeah,
about
I don't know well, what that aside was about.
Yeah.
Oh, well, perhaps you're even falling for it right now, thinking that I've released you, and yet I have set you up for yet another trap.
It's like the wizard state, but... He's coherent? I don't know what this... I've never seen this before. I think he's just confident.
Yeah. Usador, where does this newfound confidence come from?
Don't worry, I've got this. Oh, from nowhere in particular. Just feeling on top of my game today. Well done, Usador.
What is going on? What is going on? You know, the other day, this makes sense because the other day, I was about to go running and these large canines came up upon me and Usador was in front
of
his house.
First of all, you're going to tell a story about a bunch of large canines that came upon you?
I mean, if I'm mature enough, I can get away with it.
Okay, sure.
Did you want to shoehorn in one of your childish bullshits? I was running and two large canines came upon me while Usador was on the, you know, in the front area of his house, and he yelled to me, "If you can't run with the big dogs, stay on the porch." So I got up on the porch with him. It's a long wind up for a slow ball.
That was definitely better than what I was going to say.
When I was a kid, that equaled confidence.
Chunt, you're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
Yes. Chunt, let us say good things about a man while he's alive and not after he's dead.
That's from The Great Gatsby, my man.
It is.
Wow.
Ugh, what a boring book.
And you're a total Tom. You're a Tom Buchanan.
No, I'm a Nick, not a Tom.
And I'm a Wolfshine.
You are a Wolfshine.
I'm a total Wolfshine.
You can tell that not a lot of people in the tavern tonight have read The Great Gatsby. But that's okay, because they're not from Earth. These are all Foonians. Why would they have read The Great Gatsby? If they were from Earth, you'd be like, did they go to high school?
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, speaking of people of Earth, I should say to the people of Earth who will eventually hear this, that if you want to email us, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. I have Arnie's phone. Obviously, I may not get it before the podcast is done, but if there's some sort of magic in the air.
Yeah, I let you hold my phone a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have like a phone addiction. And
What's 4chan?
What's 4chan?
Oh, yes. Let them be distracted by their devices. Meanwhile, Usador plots in the corner.
It's kind of like every other website I've seen, but everyone's terrible to each other.
Yeah. Stay away from 4chan.
Okay.
I think we have a troll in the front of the tavern.
All right.
It's really into 4chan. But guys, you know what? I want to bring up our first guest. Like, there's so many people in the tavern tonight that I wanted to talk to... This bard that I met, he's really interesting. He's the sad bard. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. I think he's...
A sad bard?
Ooh, I've heard of him. I've yet to meet him. I'm very excited to do so.
Yeah, I would love it if...
And then once I've met him, I'll destroy him.
John, this might not mean anything to you, but I feel like Usador is reverse Jim Gaffiganing.
Reverse Jim Gaffiganing. You've mentioned Jim Gaffigan once before, not on the podcast, just in real life.
Yes, when I was trying to explain what a hot pocket was.
That's what it was. And you said it with a certain... You said it with a certain cadence. You said it with a certain tonal quality. How was that?
Why does he keep making the same gaffes?
He gaffes once and then he gaffes again?
Look, Jim Gaffigan is an Earth man. He's a living metaphor. He's a constant reminder that don't we in our lives constantly make the same mistakes over and over again?
Yes.
Lord fucking knows we do.
Once a week.
And I keep making the mistake of not bringing up our next guest. I'm very excited for the sad bard. Hello. Hi, sad bard. I don't know. Do I just refer to you as... Sad bard?
It stands for song a day bard.
Song a
day bard. Oh, I was going to say, you didn't look so sad. And with those red overalls, I expect you to come up here and be like, it's a me. You know, like when you're happy and you...
So happy you just want to jump up in the air and punch the sky.
I don't know about that.
When you say you're the song a day bard, what does that mean?
I travel around Foon, and I just sing songs all the time. Every day I write a new song.
Every day you write a new song?
Yes.
Yeah, song a day bard. It's pretty fucking straightforward.
It's in the name.
Chunt. Now,
extrapolate.
Chunt, you're
extrapolate.
You're a good friend.
You're a svelte friend.
So, song a day bard, I have a question for you. Like, why write a new song every day? Why do that?
Yes, why do something every day?
Maybe do something every week, but every day?
Yeah. It's a sad story.
It's a song a day story?
No, this one's actually sad.
Oh, okay.
I was cursed, unfortunately, and if I don't write a song every single day, then I have this demon inside of me that will come out if I don't write the song. And I was told that they would murder lots of people.
Oh, damn. I was cursed. My arm fell off.
That sounds horrible.
It grew back.
I just connect with it as a metaphor for the creative process.
Yeah, I can see that.
But you literally mean if you don't write a song every day, you turn into a demon and kill people.
And it hasn't happened, so I've managed to keep the streak alive. So I don't know exactly what would happen, and I don't want to find out.
Are you confident it's a real thing and not just like a weird notion you have in your head?
Here, let me cast my demon detecting spell. Zoink! Yep, it's real.
Well, shoot.
That's pretty convincing. Look, the zoink wasn't much, but just that beam of light came out
cool.
Of your wand.
It's a pretty scrappy spell.
Well, you could see the outline of the demon in his heart. If you looked right at it. I looked right at it. I looked right at it.
Do you have a song today?
I do. I have a song that... this is not one that I wrote today. It's one that I've written before that I wanted to share with you.
Yeah, we'd love to hear a song.
And I still have to write my song for today. So
well, today is almost done.
It's true. So I brought a piece of paper, and I have a quill. Oh, God. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. I have a quill here, and so hopefully by the end of the day I will have a song. But I thought if you guys wanted to hear one of my Song a Day compositions from around Foon...
Yeah, we're in a tavern. We don't hear music nearly enough. Yeah, I would love to hear a song.
Great. Chunt, could you hold these lyrics for me?
Sure. It's not like I'm co-hosting.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Sad.
So you know, folks, I travel all around Foon. I see many things, and I sing about what I see. There's one thing that I see more than anything else as I travel around Foon, and I thought that was an appropriate song to sing for you tonight. It has a very catchy chorus, so I hope that everyone in the tavern will learn it and sing it with me. And it goes like this. So much child death. So much child death. Impaled and burned, cut to pieces and turned into a paste that makes the ground fertile. I saw six children smushed flat, and then they're rendered fat, used to open an interdimensional portal. Everybody, so much child death. Very good. So much child death. Sacrificed for their delicate heart. We're talking literally ripped apart. Turned inside out by a strange, mysterious power. I saw one poisoned by the queen. One died from death by every disease. Murdered in cold blood by a delicate flower. So much child death in Foon. So much child death. Thank you.
It's sad because it's true.
It's a harsh world we live in.
It's a magical, beautiful world, but it's also like a bleak world. Like, terrible things seem to happen on this world a lot.
But when you turn 13, watch out.
Also, I love that, like, into the second or third lyric, I could just hear someone opening a beer very loudly in the tavern, just being like, oh, boy, I need to watch.
Opening? What do you mean opening?
Oh, well, they smashed it against a wall.
Ah.
Oh, that would do it. That does the trick.
Yeah. Well, Song of a Bard, like, how do you come up with your inspiration for the songs that you write every day?
I just sing about what I see. Every day I just see things and I just sing about them.
Uh-huh.
We have a saying, if you see something, sing it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I would love it if you would stick around and, you know, honestly, this day is going to be done. Time is so weird without time-keeping measurements, but it seems like this day is going to be done right around the time this podcast is over.
What'd your voice take on that tone?
What's that?
You were like, right around the time this podcast will take over.
That's not how that expression is said?
Well, it is, but you sounded like the pussycat in town who has that snaggle tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right around when this podcast will be over.
Yeah.
I've already started taking notes because I happen to be here tonight. And so I'd love to stick around and just write about what I see and hear here at the Vermilion Minotaur.
Oh?
We should let the sad bard do his work then and talk to another guest.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The tavern is hopping tonight, so I'm excited actually to talk to another guest, Barth the Human. Hey, Barth, come on. Yeah, please.
Come on up, Barth.
Please. Actually, Barth, maybe come on over and sit here.
He can use the stairs if he likes.
Yeah. What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, having a good time. Bars are popping.
It is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Barth, sort of hard to explain, but like we sit at this table and I kind of interview people about what their lives are like.
Cool, yeah, I don't give a flying hell, you know what I'm talking about? Look, I'm new to Hog's Face, I'm just trying to meet some pals, you know what I'm talking about?
Nice, yeah. I can dig that.
Oh, so you're new to town.
I'm new to town, my wife and I just moved into Hog Face.
Welcome, holy crap,
thank you, that's amazing. Thank you,
welcome. Oh, did you take that, the two-story over by the bog?
Yeah, we took the two-story by the bog. In about a couple months ago, we're living in a treehouse on the east side of town.
Oh, you live in the treehouse, oh,
yeah,
I see.
My wife's from Hog Face.
Oh,
yeah, we're living in my hometown of Badungdung.
You're done with Badungdung?
We're done with Badungdung. There's no work. Uh-huh. Shit is crunked up in Badungdung.
What happened? Is it a mining town? They ran out of ore?
We got a new mayor.
Oh,
and
oh,
he's a piece of cannoli. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. No, but so, I mean generally.
Yeah, generally.
Yeah.
So we're not really. I don't know. There's no work there, and plus, yeah, I'm not really doing too hot in my profession. So my wife was like, "All right, let's go to Hog Face. That's where I'm from. Like, I'll make a garden and stuff." So we're kind of just eating whatever out of the garden right now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. My wife's a druid. Any druids in the house?
About
a couple
four.
Druids.
About four druids, which I gotta say, more than I would have guessed.
Yeah. And yeah, they're a handful.
Do you have cannoli on Earth?
Oh, I know what Earth cannoli is a little too well.
Oh.
Oh, sure. What's Earth cannoli?
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
So you don't know what it is.
Arnie, if you don't have cannoli on Earth, don't lie about it. There's a lot of magical stuff in Foon that you would never have on Earth. So don't pretend. They'll be like, oh, I know.
Like, this is like the time you tried to convince us you had the WB. Only we have the WB.
I love the WB.
There's
sister,
only one
sister.
WB frog, and it's in Foon. And he's got a top hat and a cane.
I still don't understand what the WB on Foon...
Forget it. Tell us about cannoli.
I tell you, the WB in Badungdung is lit.
It's lit?
Yeah.
Badungdung? The WB?
It's a wizard's bathroom.
Yeah, WB. Wizard's bathroom?
Yeah.
Not in Badungdung.
Oh, what is... See, different things.
I don't know,
things,
wizard's bathroom. Yeah. I'm not going to this guy's bathroom. In Badungdung, the WB is lit.
Yeah, the WB is lit there.
Yeah.
What is it like to be married to a druid? What are the perks? What are the downfalls? What do we got?
I guess the perks would be that I'm in a relationship to begin with.
Oh, sure.
That's got to be a big perk. Yeah. I mean, you know, someone most nights who's at the house, yeah. I'd say kind of...
And usually if that's the first thing, that's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, I'm grateful. I love her no matter what she is at that day, you know? You know what
like,
I'm talking about?
No matter what she is?
She is, yeah. She's shapeshifting.
Oh, she shapeshifts.
She shapeshifts.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Sean.
That's I'm a shapeshifter.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know my wife? Her name's
Pionk. They don't all know each other.
Pionk?
You
know I don't think so.
Pionk.
Pionk. I don't think Pionk. So.
Pionk.
Pionk. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she is today. She got up early, left her a little bit early. Yeah. I had made a beautiful breakfast. I made tomatoes.
That, I gotta say, that takes time.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Yeah.
I've been kind of cooking up this breakfast for a few months. A
few months, yeah.
Yeah, so I made some tomatoes and no nut or nothing. I'm not sure where she's at or who she's rolling with right now. So it's good to be out with some guys, hanging out, shooting the chonch.
Yeah, it's got, you know what, we don't say that this much anymore, but it's kind of a boys' night.
It's a little bit of a boys'
it's
night.
It's a little bit of a boys' night.
Boys night!
Boys night!
Boys night!
Boys night!
Hey!
You say it too, you say it too.
I say, I'm just saying what you guys are saying.
Oh yeah, say boys night.
Yeah, I'm trying to fit in. I'm trying to shape shift on my own here, trying to fit in with the Hog's Face crew. Hog's Face, Hog's Face.
That's what it's like to move to a new town.
Yeah.
You just yell whatever catchphrases you hear.
Yeah. Yeah, sure yeah. Do have a lot of thieves in this town.
Well,
have you noticed that, or is that just where I'm living? I can't really. We're not really sure if we're in a good part of town.
Well, I mean, look, Hog's Face does have a crime problem, but like,
yeah,
you don't want to just say we've got a lot of thieves in this town.
Well, okay.
Are we saying bees?
Well, also, we do have a lot of bees in this town.
What were we saying?
Thieves.
Thieves.
Oh, thieves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of thieves.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Usidor can say it because he's lived here for hundreds of years.
Barth.
When you move to a new town, you don't want to be like, oh, guys, a lot of thieves in this town.
Oh, right.
Just try to be, like, optimistic, like, positive
cool.
About the place.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I remember you were embarrassed one time when you were telling us about Philadelphia, and you said it's full of shitheads. You said something about them having the worst sports fans. Is that, remember that?
You know, yes.
And then the next day, you were like, I was drunk. I should never say that. You should never disparage a city that you don't live in.
It's true.
Right?
It's
yeah.
True.
Okay, my bad, guys.
Yes.
Right.
I was drunk, but I would say that in almost any town.
All right. Maybe I'll try to put a positive spin on mine.
Yeah.
Did you have something stolen since
yeah.
You moved here?
Yeah, what did you
Well,
have?
We moved into this treehouse on the east side of town, and then I'm not sure what's going on, but there's a rogue pack of teenagers that stole the tree.
Oh, shit.
They just left you with a pile of leaves?
No, the house is there. It's on the ground now.
Oh,
but
I see.
But we didn't really get into it, you know, so now it's kind of like a tiny house on the ground.
Yeah.
But we wanted the treehouse for the view so we could see over. So, I mean, it's not ideal, obviously.
How did they steal the tree?
I'm not really sure. We were in it, too. I'm not really sure. We kind of woke up in the middle of the night. Well, it wasn't the middle of the night, but it was the morning, but we were kind of jet-lagged from coming from Badung-Dung. So then the tree's gone, and I'm not sure who my wife was rolling with that day, but she was gone as well. So I was kind of hanging out in the house. It was on the ground.
That's such a tough question of, like, is it still a treehouse? It's like, Arnie, we have in Foon this sort of conundrum to ponder, you know, if you will,
yeah.
Where it's like there's a great hero who sailed this giant wooden boat, and over the years, it was, you know, made into a sort of monument of sorts. And as the wood rotted away, they started to replace the rotting wood with new wood. And, you know, at what point is it no longer that hero's boat?
Yeah.
Can you give us an answer?
What?
It just looked like you weren't following along. So I want you to answer my fucking question.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great.
Come on, Arnie,
Here's
answer the fucking question.
Yeah, you're one of us. You're one of us.
Answer the fucking question, big guy.
Well, I will fully confess that the first time you were asking the question, I did phase out a little bit. And so then I was so happy that you restated it, and I was like, Arnie, focus up the second time that he's explaining this question. But I still didn't get all the way.
Never mind. Play-by-play is excruciating. All he wants to know is, if a boat is replaced piece by piece, is it still the same boat?
No. Sorry.
So Barth answered the question for you.
Oh, then, yeah, I'll go with Barth.
No, come on, I have a personality, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, wait, first of all, you just repeated what he said.
Don't just try to fit in with what everybody's doing. Answer the fucking question.
Yeah, Barth has a point. Wait, guys. Barth is the new guy.
Oh, I'm the guy.
It feels like Barth has been here for years.
Yeah, which isn't true. I've been here for two badung-dung months.
He's been here for two badung-dung months.
You keep repeating what he's saying. You just told him not to do that.
Yeah, what is this, Arnie? I thought you were Chill Nuggy Cron when I first met you.
Arnie, are you Chill Nuggy Cron? Answer the question.
Answer the fucking question.
Answer
Arnie.
The fucking question. Or
I feel like I'm getting context clues that go either way.
Okay, we'll give you a part B. What's a cannoli?
Look, I'm sorry. I've had a lot of cannoli.
Leave the nugget crumb, take the cannoli. Answer that. Take that question.
Look, unlike some people, I don't remember everything that I eat.
In fact, I remember everything I eat.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, I have a serious problem where I forget a lot of the things that I eat.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
I'm like, did I eat lunch? But guys, let's just remember, Barth, you seem great. But you're the new guy.
Barth is
the new guy. We like Barth, but we'll give him a little bit of ribbing. But I don't have to be the new guy anymore, right?
You're right. Let's rib Barth.
Let's rib the new guy.
You're pretty tall.
Yeah, I am tall.
There we go. What else?
Someone stole your home.
Yeah. Take that, huh?
Yeah, somebody stole my home.
But you're a good guy. You're a good guy.
If you see a giant tree running around and probably about four or five rogue teens carrying it around, odds are it's got to be mine.
That's gotta
teens,
be.
As soon as they get past that stage where there's so much danger of dying, they really let loose.
Usador, I have heard you say on a few occasions, too much child death, not enough teen death.
Yeah, I second that. I wish somebody would off these teens that took my tree.
Whoa, Barth! That's a little intense.
And Arnie, you never ribbed Barth.
Yeah, come on, I can take it, Arnie. Answer the fucking question.
Barth, if you're open to a good-natured ribbing, this is all for fun. It doesn't really mean anything to me, but it's just an observation that I've made.
Go
you
for
seem
it.
To have like a lot of hair missing on the
what
top
the
of your
fuck?
Head.
Okay, yeah.
What
fuck you, Arnie.
Why would you say that?
What's that all about?
Unbelievable.
And you
why
seem
would you
to
say
be
that?
Unbelievable.
You're missing a lot of arm on your neck.
Damn.
Or hair on your... Shut up, Arnie! Oh, Arnie! Came from Earth! Grow a pair.
Let me apologize for Arnie. He doesn't understand our ways.
Yeah, you don't get us. Right, team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoa. First of all, we're a team.
Don't come on Barth's podcast and start disrespecting him.
Just shut up, okay? We all know it's my time. You come on. Give me the microphone.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, baby. Bing bong.
There's
so much power.
You want it back? If you want it back, here, what do you want what you need to do? Find the teens that took my tree.
My wife.
What'd you say? Say that again.
I said I've never felt more vulnerable in my life. I feel like when that microphone got taken out of my hand, I lost a piece of myself. It was like me losing my magic feather, but then realizing the magic wasn't within me the whole time. Like, as I was plunging to the earth, I realized, oh shit, I needed that feather.
Without that podcast microphone, without that pink polo, who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Where'd you get a magic feather? Why have you been holding out on me?
Well, on my...
I want a magic feather.
I want a magic feather as well.
We all get magic feathers.
Let's make a pact that we don't leave here tonight without a magic feather.
I'm going to start looking around the tavern, and I'm going to find this magic feather they've hidden, or I'm going to come back here and kick your ass.
Look,
woof,
guys, the day is almost done, but we've been setting up a lot of things that will definitely happen before the podcast is over. There will definitely be a song, or the demon will kill everybody. We'll definitely find those teenagers that stole your tree, and we'll all have magic feathers.
I feel like, how hard is it to find a tree?
I mean, if you're not picky about it. If your first criteria is like, well, my favorite thing about this tree is that I have one.
Arnie, he lost his home tree.
I'm sorry, are you commenting on my wife and I's relationship?
That's like a hammer.
That's like a hammer? I think it's just the hammer.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a feather that you transformed into a hammer to confuse me.
To be honest with you, it looks like a lunchbox on a stick.
Yep, Barth is right. Classic Barth.
Classic Barth. Barth.
Good one, Barth.
Hey, the Barth man is lit.
Good one, Barth.
That's new.
The Barth man is in the is.
That's
in
our
the
new
tavern.
T-shirt. The Barth man is lit.
Barth, you don't get to be classic if you've only been around for like 12 minutes. You need to have been around somewhere between 2.5 and 3 years' time to achieve classic status.
Okay, wow, that really hurts.
Look, Barth, I'm sorry. I want to be welcoming. I don't want to ostracize. Well, I want you to be a little bit of an outsider, just in the way that it makes me a little bit more of an insider.
Why do you want anyone to be an outsider? You're just like those teens who took something important from me.
Damn. Let that sink in, Arnie. Look at Barth. How does that make you feel, Arnie? Answer the fucking question.
I mean, look at you, Arnie. You have amazing style. You have a microphone. You have two friends. One can turn into whatever the hell he wants. And what do I have? A wife on the loose? In a house that used to be a treehouse but can only be described now as a square donut.
Oh, that's right. It's not even just like a house on the ground because it probably still has that hole.
After everything he just said to you, that's what you comment on? He is on his bottom rung, Arnie. And when Barth is at his lowest, you know what came out of his mouth? Compliments to you. Yeah. And you respond and try and arnsplain his donut home.
I mean, you're one of the hottest creatures I've ever seen, Arnie.
Let that sink in. Holy shit, who says that?
You're beautiful, man. In Badungdung, you'd be like a David Beckham type. I did some research. Oh. I'm so sorry. You said you were from Earth and I looked it up. I'm so sorry.
Barth. Thank you for your well-researched accuracy.
I try to fit in.
I've been giving him an hour on the phone every day.
Barth, it shows that you care about Arnold. Enough to learn about his world and give him a compliment. We're very glad that you are our new friend.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Now give me that magic feather.
Let me, we have some emails here. Let me go into some emails. This is from Brian Dochney. He says, Murmur Show Live, baby. Hi, Team Minotaur. My wife is pregnant, and I was wondering if Arnor, I guess he means Arnie, has any advice on the pros and cons of getting lost through a portal in a fictional land once it's born. Any parenting advice for Brian?
Well, I mean, I don't recommend it. Sure, there are times when it's fun to be hanging out with the boys, but it's really sad to think about what you're missing. You know, I've been in this world for somewhere between 2.5 and 3 years. And that's a lot of time that I've missed, a lot of time that's probably pretty magical. I feel like I'm a big house with a hole in the middle of it.
Okay. Well, come on, man. You digging at me again? And it's not big. It's tiny. It has to fit in a tree.
Oh, the house or the hole?
The hole's huge.
But the house is tiny. Barth, don't you see? That's exactly how I feel. I feel like a tiny house with a big hole in it.
I think you should see a doctor.
I probably should.
Yeah.
That hole is way too big.
What happened?
I think I spent a lot of time trying to pretend that that big hole's not there. I'm just trying to be the fun, happy, David Beckham-looking guy that I am, you know?
Let's go to another email. This is from Jess. Jess says, Hey, Chunt, I'm emailing from my friend's phone because my phone was stolen on Monday. Could you ask Usador to use his magic to track it down and curse the thief a horrible fate? Thanks, pal, from Jamie. Oh, everything's being... You're right. There are thieves afoot.
Yeah. There are thieves on every world. But when you go to a new world, you play it cool about talking about how many thieves there are.
Right, sorry.
Yeah.
Kareth Ben Ram Chalkain Ye Frambach. The thief has rabies.
Was that something?
That wasn't part of the spell. I was just telling you what I did.
Oh, I see. So you gave the thief rabies.
That's right.
I hope that helps.
I'll do it again. As soon as I have an opportunity to get away from these fools, I'll give all mine enemies rabies, and they shall bark like the dogs that they are, and they shall finally destroy each other as I stand laughing o'er their graves.
Here's an email from Lex. Lex says, do you like Tussidor more than Louder Voice Usidor?
Do I like Tussidor more than...
Louder Voice Usidor.
Louder Voice Usidor. Is there a neither option? No, I love Usidor. Usidor, you're my buddy.
Well, thank you.
You know?
That's very nice to hear. I would love to be your best friend, but my best friend is Aprel Fuels. Something bugging me back here.
I gotta say, the people in the tavern that know Glass Anus are... Guys, I feel so terrible, though. Like, we've been talking and talking, but, you know, we certainly have to pay the bills of keeping this tavern and this podcast going. So I would love to do a quick sponsor break. I have one of our favorite sponsors on the show, one of the people who has supported this podcast from the very beginning. I hope he'll come up here. He's quite old, so it might take him a while.
Right up here. Just follow our sound of our voices.
I've spotted him. He's in the middle.
Here he comes. He sort of looks like if Usidor was a prospector. Amundel, if you could play our sponsor music while we have our sponsor.
Here.
Hello, friends. My name is Bungaree Chubbins. I'm the proprietor of Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. Summer is ended and fall is upon us. It's that wistful time of year when the leaves start to turn and the woodland goblins shed their majestic foreskins on the golden mound of pubis. In the spirit of change, it's high time to start thinking about a new chamber pot. Whether it's a piss tank you need or a solid oak turd basket made of the finest reclaimed treehouse material, we got them. In all manner of shapes and sizes, too. Now, you may be saying, hold on there, Bungaree. You once sold me a shitbox guaranteed for 5 whole years. It's only been 2. Well, that may be so, but the stench of your leavings could have a lifetime guarantee. And don't let me be the judge. The only one that knows for sure is your colon. Now, while I'm here, I want to mention I don't only sell chamber pots. I also got booger banks for the wee ones. Oh, children just love them. And it teaches them the value of responsible booger storage. Finally, I'm running a special for you ladies out there. I'm no interior designer, but just imagine how you could beautify your home with a wall hook for holding menses rags. I'm sure some room in your home needs an accent or a splash of color. If that appeals to you homemakers, I've got plenty of menses rag hooks in stock right now. Tell you what. You buy one, you get 5 free. You won't get that deal anywhere else. Well, now, I suppose that's it. I'm Bungaree Chubbins of Chubbins Chamber Pots and so forth. I could really use your business.
All right. Oh, thank you, Bungaree. Thank you so much.
Here, Arnold.
Bungaree, we've never really done this before, Bungaree. But Bungaree, you know, I know you just do the ads, but... Would you mind joining us at the table?
Oh, that's kind of you.
Yeah, here. But just continue to talk into the microphone that you talk into for the ads.
Yes, I remember the first time I spoke into one of these. I thought it was a leg of mutton with gristle on it, and I took a bite out of it.
Yeah.
I said, I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah, I know.
And then I did it a second time. The third time, I resisted.
Yeah. But you know what? It's natural. You know, Bungaree, I know you've lived in this world for a long time, but you're still kind of new to the podcast. Some would say you're the new guy.
Oh. Hey, welcome, new guy.
Yeah, welcome, new guy.
Don't fuck it up, right?
Yeah, I mean, right, exactly. Classic Barth.
Classic Barth.
I haven't been the new guy in quite some time.
So nice hat, new guy.
Oh. Oh, that does make me feel inadequate.
Chunt, Barth, do you have a good-natured rib for her Bungaree?
Yes, Bungaree. What I appreciate about you, what I appreciate, that's when you,
appreciate?
Yeah, we don't have to get into it. What I appreciate about you is that that you seem straightforward, you seem honest, because unlike David Beckham, the only thing Arnie bends around here is the truth. So I appreciate that you're a straight shooter. And yes, Arnie, I've seen the movie because I had to check out that knightly woman who appeared in it.
You're lucky that we all only know one thing about David Beckham.
And I guess what I appreciate about you is, you know, in my my research about Earth, I looked up one of the most popular movies on Earth, which is Toy Story 2. And I just want to say I appreciate how you look like the bad guy from Toy Story 2.
Oh, you look like the bad guy from Toy Story 2.
Yeah, so.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. Arnie, did you give one?
I didn't know if maybe the sad bard had a good-natured rib that or something he appreciates about Bungaree.
I use his chamber pots.
No.
They're lovely. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you.
Yes, I also use your chamber pots. Oh. I think about you every time I defecate.
Oh, you don't know what that does to this old man's heart.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
And I'm probably going to get one of those chamber pots. Right now, we're just not sure what to do with it. The waste, that is.
Sure.
So we're probably going to get a chamber pot.
I mean, when you used to be up in a tree.
Yeah, you just kind of let it go down and try to avoid it on your way down.
Yeah. But now you can't do that.
Yeah, we're not sure what to do with it.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah, some people use it as compost. It's a thought.
Arnie, did you give a compliment yet, or ribbing?
Oh, no. Well, you know, I've got to say, I don't know. I just find myself wondering if you're bald under that hat. There's something. I'm just like, I'm on hair today. I'm just thinking about hair and if people have it or not.
I haven't taken the hat off.
Oh,
this hat doesn't come off. It's been on my head for 76 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's stuck on there.
Yeah.
You're common law married to that hat.
So, Bungaree, what is it like dedicating your life to receptacles that people shit in?
Well, I don't know any different. It's been the family for quite some time. My father and his father before him. We've been about piss tanks and shit boxes for generations, you know, so I'm pretty pleased about it. It's an important service.
Sure.
We all need one.
Oh, yeah.
Or two.
I mean, maybe. Some days I need two.
Sometimes you need two.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might even need more than two. You might need five. You might be seven. We have a lot in stock. We have quite a bit of inventory. I just want to remind you of that.
That's good to know. I've got a lot in stock as well.
Okay. Yeah. I bet you do.
Looking to move some inventory of my own.
Well, you know where to come.
Yeah. Well, Bungaree, I really appreciate you. I think you might be one of the first sponsors that really took a shot on this little podcast.
Thank you.
Well, it means a lot.
Has it improved your business at all?
Yes, we went from selling 5 units per week to 7 units per week, so it's progress.
That is progress.
Yeah, that's
great. The only thing this podcast has ever accomplished.
Well, we also very recently got the word out that Barth's wife is on the loose.
Yeah, she's on the loose.
That's right. We completely keep glossing over the fact that, like, something's going on with your wife.
Yeah, it's okay.
Barth, this is a safe place where literally everyone in the tavern is listening to you.
Right.
Do you want to talk about what's going on with you and your wife?
I don't know. I think she just, like, hates my guts, and I'm not really sure what to do. And she keeps turning into different types of animals and leaving before I get up.
Arnie, relate.
What?
Relate.
Oh, no, I'm not, you know, it's not your problem. It's my problem.
No, I get it. I'm trying to see what parts of that I can universalize and what parts I can't.
I don't know what to do. I'm running out of ideas. I'm buying her flowers every day, but there's just so many goddamn flowers in the house right now.
Yeah.
My allergies are going kind of bonkers, so.
Yeah.
Barth, what do you think that it is that's driving her away?
Me.
Hey, but is there some behavior you engage in that she's said in the past? This thing you do annoys me, or this thing you do makes me want to leave. Has she ever stated her feelings?
Not really. She didn't talk much. If I start talking or start asking her how her day was, she just like turns into a different animal that can't understand what I'm talking about.
Are you sure there aren't just a lot of different animals sneaking into your house? And that your wife left years and years ago?
Yeah, maybe since the tree was stolen, maybe a lot of forest critters don't have a home and have just been taking up residence in your bed?
I mean, now that you guys bring it up, I haven't seen my wife in human form for a long time.
Okay. Usador has the solution. You have two options. One, accept that these are simply forest animals and that you've been single for years. And go nuts.
Go nuts?
Yeah, go nuts.
Second, confront the animal and say, you must tell me what I've done wrong and I shall set it straight. If the animal turns back into a human and talks to you, you know it's your wife. If the animal looks at you confused and tries to run away,
yeah,
it might still be your wife, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Look, Usador, look, guys, none of you here have been married except for me and Barth, right?
You don't know if I've been married.
You're the new guys in this conversation, all right?
I mean, that's
you
a good point.
You don't understand. It's me and Barth, classic Barth and Arnie. Married guys, I understand.
I just met you, Arnie. Lord have mercy. I mean, look, the second part seems what I'd want to do, but it's hard. When she comes home, she's normally running in a pack. Yeah. So I can't pick out who she is, really.
Chunt,
there are five different wolves in the house last night, and I didn't know who to talk to, so I just went to bed with all of them.
Chunt, do you know what I like about Barth and Arnie? Is how Arnie has a little bit of hair on the top, and Barth has hair sticking out the sides. They'd make great roommates, don't you think?
Yeah, what did Arnie carve in that table here? Barney?
I wasn't really thinking about it.
Is that a portmanteau of your names?
Yeah, I guess Barney? I'm just thinking about how much I have in common with Barth. Being married is great, but it's also sometimes difficult. I mean, sometimes you wake up and you look at the person next to you and you feel so lucky that you're sharing the rest of your life with them, and then other times you wake up and you're like, who is this person? You aren't the same series of animals that I married.
Right. I mean, one day you're having a good life in Badung-Dung, and the next the giraffe tells you to move to Hog's Face.
Yeah. Wait, was the giraffe your wife?
I don't know at this point. I thought I had it figured out, but then the wizard told me that the...
But don't listen to the wizard.
Right.
Wizards always try to do the same things. They try to solve problems rather than just listening to the animals and what they want to tell you.
And there goes Arnie putting people in a box again.
Right? Compartmentalizing.
Classic Arnie.
All I'm saying is listen to the animal.
The animal inside me.
I meant it literally, but
all right.
Metaphor works too.
I have totally. One more email, because this is an email directed towards Barth, and since he's one of the gang, I want to make sure, you know, if he gets an email, that we read it.
So somebody sent me an email?
Yeah, I'll explain later, or Arnie will. This is from Tom Martin. It says, did your treehouse grow in Brooklyn? Just curious.
This is a reference to an Earth book?
I think so.
Is it an Earth thing or is it not, Arnie?
This is what I get for being such a dick to people who hadn't read The Great Gatsby.
What's a Brooklyn?
What's a Brooklyn?
And also, what's a Crooklyn?
And what's a Nooklyn?
What's a Nooklyn?
What's a Brooklyn 99?
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to remember if I would even
know. And what's a Vince Carter?
What's a Vince Carter? I should know some of these things.
Okay, all questions off. What's a cannoli? And don't look at me and say, what's a cannoli you? Because that's not going to get you out of this spot.
A cannoli is a fried dessert that is sort of wrapped up, and it's stuffed full of cream of some kind.
It's turd-shaped.
It is turd-shaped.
Thank you, Bungaree.
Bungaree, I have a question for you. Are you that guy, Bungaree? Like, are you always sort of like waiting for the part of the conversation that's turd-related?
Well, I was nodding off a little bit until I heard about cannolis.
Sure. And, which are turd-shaped.
Yeah, and they're turd-shaped.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Yeah, that's...
He's an expert.
I'd like to consider myself a specialist, yes.
Yes.
I get it. That's the way it is. The anus is the prism through which you see the world. And you know what? That's kind of good. That's kind of profound.
If you think about it, that might be true for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just involves a little self-examination. And, well, I've been doing quite a bit of that in my time, selling turd boxes and piss tanks. That's what I enjoy. It's my life. It's my hobby. It's my life's work.
The prism through which I see the world is a magical prism. Yea, a geode that I did uncover from deep within the earth. This magical prism has allowed me to see the truth where I do go, and allowed me to fight evil and destroy it in all its forms. Yea, for Usador shall rise above, and he shall destroy all his enemies, smite them down until none do stand before him. Soon the void and the dark lord shall all be torn away from this world, and we shall be free once again. So my prism's a literal prism.
Should we check in on that song? Should we check in and
see? Yeah, you know, I have to say, yeah, we don't want to miss the end of the day and to have the sad bard turn into a demon. You've written a lot of things down over there. Is this the closest you've ever gotten to the end of the day without having a song?
We're cutting it very close, but I think I have something. You guys are very provided a lot of material, so it's all here.
Tell me about it.
I'd like to sing it for you now.
I would love to hear a song.
Quickly, before the rooster screams midnight.
Can you hold it for me?
Can I do what?
Please, Chunt, could you please hold the lyrics for me?
Chunt, you've done a great job of holding other people's things this whole episode.
Thank you. Okay, let's see how this song goes. Barth the human lives in a tree house. What is cannoli and is it on Earth? Barth's wife is a shape-shifting druid, and she treats him like a real jerk. And the whales of California say, Usador, if you can't run with the big dogs, well, get up off of the porch, off of the porch. Where is the magic feather? Are there lots of thieves and hog face? 'Cause a roving pack of teenagers stole Barth's tree in Hog's Face. And the whales of California say, Usador, if you can't run with the big dogs, get up off of the porch, okay? If a boat is replaced piece by piece, total still the same boat. Arnie ripped Barth the totally wrong way, and Barth took his microphone. Answer the fucking question, Arnie. Answer the fucking question. Answer the fucking question, Arnie. I don't care if you look like David Beckham. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to say a line?
Go for it.
I don't care if you look like David Beckham. And the whales of California, they say, Usador, if you can't run with the big dogs, you better get up off of the porch now. You better get up off of the porch now. And the whales of California, they say, Usador, if you can't run with the big dogs, better get up off of the porch. Everybody, the whales of California, and they say, Usador.
that you can't run with the big dogs. You better get up off of the porch. You better get up off of the porch.
Get up off of the porch. Get up off of the porch.
You better get up off of the porch. You better get up off of the porch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Damn. Arnie, I gotta say, when our episodes are condensed down into a 3-minute song, they're fucking hilarious. Why don't we just do that every episode?
We should start doing 3-minute episodes.
That are just songs.
Also, when you hear it all in one song, you're like, why, yes, this all really does track from one thing to the other all the way through. There's a clear beginning, middle, and end that totally mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yep.
Totally.
Answer the fucking question, Arnie.
Answer the fucking question,
Arnie. Answer the fucking question, Arnie. Answer the fucking question, Arnie.
Well, look, yes, the boat, if you replace every part of a boat, they're not the same new boat anymore. Maybe it's an old boat with a lot of different parts. Even if every part of it's different, at the heart of it is a demon that threatens to destroy it. And that's the magic feather. And look, guys, I know I sometimes have trouble focusing. We have trouble focusing.
Sure.
And yeah. Every episode, we start trying to do something, and we get distracted very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah. But you have a problem, Arnie.
I do.
Classic Barth.
Need medication, man.
And also, if you keep replacing Barth's wife with a series of animals, is it still his wife?
Holy your shit, wife? That just blew my mind.
It's almost like this
whole thing makes sense.
Look, people change. If your wife is replaced by a series of animals, she's fundamentally different, but also, yes, that's still your wife, unless, of course, when your tree fell, it killed your wife, and that dead corpse has been attracting a large series of animals. That also makes sense, but guys,
Arnie, how
we'll
old
never
are you?
Know the answer. Let's
how old are you, Arnie?
Answer the
how
fucking
old am
question.
I?
Are you, how old
I
are you?
I think I'm 41 years old, but okay. It's hard to keep track.
If I find out you're a teenager, I swear to God, I'm going to come to your house, and I'm going to rain cannoli on your ass.
Damn.
He's going to shit on me, right?
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, thank you all for being here.
Thank you so much for spending the evening with us. We are Hello from the Magic Tavern. Thank you so much.
And then everyone poured out onto the streets of Brooklyn to open their own craft brewery / artisan candlery that accepts old vinyl. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Remember, every time Matt screams a run-on sentence doesn't have to be rewarded with an applause break. Where would we be if we applauded every time Matt sat and listened quietly? Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Refai. The Sad Bard was played by special guest Jonathan Mann, who really does write a new song every day and holds the Guinness World Record for most consecutive days writing a song. To check out some of his 3,000-plus songs, go to songaday.org. Ooh, we got .org, not easy. Or check out his musical podcast Songonauts, about a band that's going nowhere until a magical drum machine transports them into their songs. You can find Songonauts on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Barth, the new guy, was played by special guest John Reynolds. You may have seen John in Search Party and Stranger Things, playing, respectively, Drew and the Demogorgon. Bungary Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb, voice of Cookie Masterson from the better editions of You Don't Know Jack. Check out the Jackbox Party Pack 4, where he hosts the new game Fibbage 3. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. And since there's always time for another plug, check out Braids on Stitcher Premium. It's a psychedelic trip through the latest developments in science brought to you by the team behind Hardcore Game of Thrones. It's like Radiolab without the Radiolabiness. Check out Braids every Wednesday on Stitcher Premium. And for a free trial month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/braids and use offer code MAGIC. All right, time to go catch up on some DVR'd Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which premiered in 2013. Arnie.